If you know what's going to happen on test day, you'll feel so much less anxious about it and so much more confident about it. You won't have any surprises on the day. So here I'm going to set out clearly for you what's going to happen. First of all, a few days before test day, make sure you have passed at least 3 mock tests. Make sure you're scoring 3, 4, or 5 on most of your hazard perception clips. Make sure you know where your driving license is. Check the route and the journey time to the test centre. And check what available parking there is at the test centre. Arriving at the test centre, make sure you take your driving license with you and aim to arrive at least 10 minutes early. If you don't have your driving license, you will not take your test. If you arrive late, you may not be allowed to take your test. Once you arrive at the test centre, book in with the administrator at the desk. Switch your mobile phone off and you'll be asked to put your belongings into a locker. There will be toilets, use them, is a really good idea. When it's time to take your test, the administrator will take you through to the exam room. There's lots of computers in the exam room, lots of other people taking their tests, leaving when they've finished their test. You'll be shown to a computer and you can log in. You'll see some information on the screen about the test. And then you'll do your 50 multiple choice questions. You'll be given the option to practice 5 questions first. It's a good idea to do that. Answer all the questions and then go back and re-look at any questions that you've flagged. Remember, only flag questions that you're not sure about. The questions that you are sure about, don't flag them and don't look at them again. Once you've completed the multiple choice questions, you'll see some information about the hazard perception test and you'll be given the option to do some practice clips first. You'll complete 14 hazard perception clips. You're looking for 15 hazards. So on one of the clips, there will be 2 hazards. You won't know which clip that is, so watch every single clip the whole way through. You'll have about 10 seconds in between each clip. If you have any issues throughout the test, you can raise your hand and an administrator will come to advise you. You must keep very quiet though, other people are concentrating. When you've finished both parts of the test, you may be asked to answer some feedback questions. You can choose whether you want to answer these questions or not. Quietly leave the exam room. Remember, other people are still taking their tests. And go to the administration desk. The administrator will check your driving license so they can print your results. You can now collect your belongings from your locker. The administrator will call your name and hand you your results. You are not allowed to discuss your results with them. If you've passed your test, congratulations. You can now book your practical test. You need to book your practical test. You need to pass your practical test within 2 years of passing your theory test. Make sure you give yourself plenty of time to get your driving to a good, safe standard before taking your practical test. If you've failed your theory test, don't worry about it. You're not alone. Many learners fail the theory test. In fact, more than half of all learners will fail the theory test. Did you fail on the multiple choice questions or on the hazard perception part of the test? Check your scores and work out which sections need more revision. I'd advise that you make sure you get a better understanding of the topics that you answered questions incorrectly. but also continue to practice all topics. And whether you failed on the multiple choice questions or the hazard perception test, you should continue to practice both parts of the test. You don't want to fail the other part of the test on your next attempt. And ask yourself, did I complete the whole of the workshop? And did I answer all of the questions in the app? And did I pass at least 3 mock tests before I took my test? If you did all that, then get in touch with your instructor, your online theory test workshop instructor. Getting extra help will benefit everyone. You'll fully understand the facts and have an easy way to remember them. Remember, if you've completed the Spot On Theory workshop and done all the worksheets, quizzes and questions, then you'll be absolutely fully prepared to pass your theory test.